Yeah, well, it's uncontroversial to say that lying is often wrong and often gets you into trouble and is a kind of engine of chaos in relationships. But still, most people think that there's a fairly vast scope for more benign forms of dishonesty. And there's this notion of a white lie, which many people think exists and is not only benign, but necessary. Sometimes you have to lie to people because you care about their feelings. That's the way most people come to the topic. But when I was a freshman in college, I took a course which was more or less a quarter-long examination of white lies and the psychological and social costs of telling them. And it really, it was one of the few things in my life where I can remember coming into a room and leaving the room a different person. And ever since, I've been convinced that you more or less never want to lie, except in cases where violence is appropriate. So, you know, you can lie in self-defense. That's just to say that it's ethical when your relationship with the other person has totally broken down. You can't presume any possibility of collaborating with that person or cooperating with them or reaching them. And so if the Nazis come to the door and ask if you have Anne Frank in the attic, yes, you can lie. But I think in every other case, the idea that lying is benign is an illusion. And so for now more than 30 years, I've had a conscious commitment in my life to just never lying.